Well, I see 9:09 on my watch, 9:10. So, Michelle, would you do roll call, please?
Sexton.
Here.
Strom.
Yes.
Taylor.
Here.
Carter.
Here.
Hugh.
Here.
Michaels.
Present.
Thor.
Okay, next we have the approval of the agenda and the addenda.
So move Straub.
Move Straub, second Sexton. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, motion passed. Next are the minutes for February 9 of 2024.
So move.
So move Taylor.
Second.
Second Carter. Everybody have a chance to read them. Any discussion on the minutes? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Public participation. Do you have public participation? Participation, or are they all presenters?
No, they're here for other good things.
Well, good. Well, good.
Perfect.
Next is communications. Does anybody from the board have any communications to share? Anything other than the rain? Okay, next we have county and township motor fuel tax claims for February 24. Everybody have a chance to look those over? I need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Move to accept.
That was Straub and Taylor.
Yeah, Straub and then Taylor second. Any discussion? It's all pretty standard. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. That passes. Okay, C-Carts, you're up. Read it. And company.
Yeah. I was like, Rita's here for more.
And she's going to provide an overview of C-Carts operation for everyone to have.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, so hi everyone. Yes, I'm here to give a presentation of our annual grant applications. So just to give a quick background of C-Carts, we've been in service since February of 2011. It originally was with Chris, Rural Mass Transit, and then in October of 2014, MTD took over operating the rural service, and now it functions as C-Carts. So yeah. C-Carts is operated by MTD, it's overseen by RPC, and we are funded by FTA and IDOT grants, as well as our Ranch Tool Service contract. And yeah, mm-hmm. We'll talk more about the service contracts. And our service provides transportation from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We have a fixed route service with Ranch Tool, and that is within the village of Ranch Tool, and it also has a connector bringing them to Champaign. And then we also have our demand response service, which is the curb-to-curb, 48 hours in advance, come pick you up at your house, take you to your appointments, things like that. And visit our website for more information. So our current vehicle inventory, we have one minivan and 13 medium-duty, 14-passenger buses. The average vehicle is 6 years, and we've got some... The vehicles is the main thing that we've had issues with last year or so. But our current projects... We have been awarded funding in November 2019 for 4 buses. It gets worse. So that's 4 of them. Another one for 2 with Rebuild in 2021. Rebuild 2022, 2 replacement buses, low no emission grant. We got 1 replacement electric bus. And then we recently were awarded 3 replacement buses in the CVP application from this last cycle. So we are waiting on 12 buses in total, a whole fleet, a whole new fleet we're waiting on.
And we were told by ADAR that probably we'll be getting the first 3 in 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought our 1 year delay on dump truck was bad.
No. No. This is bad. Well, and so...
I could build one myself.
The problem is that we get our vehicles through the consolidated vehicle procurement through IDOT. So, like, they say, hey, everyone, put your hand up. Who needs vehicles? And they order them all at one time. And so it's... I believe, like, before the pandemic put an order in, and then the prices skyrocketed, and they had to restart the process all over again. And so that's been the main delay, is having to just restart this process because of prices and supply chain issues. So yeah, there are things, hopefully we won't have to lease vehicles later on if our vehicles go down. But knock on wood.
What do you do with the old vehicles?
We dispose of them. If they're mild out, like no longer able to be used, we junk them for parts. And that's a process through IDOT that we've done. So it depends on the make and like.
If the vehicles can still be operated, we offer those vehicles to other agencies, and they will do the big repair and continue to use the vehicle.
That's what I'm wondering, because I'm like, I know they all did mild out at the same time, so.
Yeah. The most recent vehicle we got, I believe, was 2019. And that's, the last thing we've got, the newest vehicle. Most of our vehicles are honestly over 200,000 miles. So they're getting used. They're being used.
We're spending a lot of money on maintenance.
Yeah.
A significant amount of the budget has been on maintenance.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that. But our main service contract is with the Village of Rantoul, and that's been since September 2016. Mm-hmm. It's a deviated fixed route system. We are in a 3-year contract right now. So we receive $9,991 from Rantoul each month of 2024. And then starting in November 2024, it will be going up to $10,265 and then raising until 2026. And so this is our 5311 grant application information. This is the funding from the FTA. They provide funding for capital planning and operations assistance. We get $177,721, that number. It did go up $16,000 this last year because of the IIJA. So that is a bonus that we can't rely on the next coming years. But you know, it's a thumbs up that we got this time. Yes, yeah.
What is IIJA?
I definitely know what it is. It is the Investments Jobs Act. Oh. That one.
Cool.
Infrastructure Investment Jobs Act.
Yep.
The bipartisan.
Yeah.
That Biden and Congress passed. I'm glad they're getting some money because we're certainly not out of that.
The problem with that is just one time allocation.
Yeah.
That we are getting extra. We cannot rely on that for the
economic
interest, which is a problem.
Yeah, and honestly, this
is only $170,000.
This is so little. We'll see in our. This is our JOAP application, our Downstate Operating Assistance Program. This is the funding that we get from IDOT. And. We are able to get up to 65% match from this funding, and this appropriation changes like each year, but it was increased our appropriation. And this year we're planning to have $982,000 to be used for C-cards. And the application's due.
As you can see, we have been allocated $1.1 million, but because we don't have the local match, we can hopefully be able to afford $980,000.
Yeah, and we're doing, I'll give you a little background. IDOT has been pushing us to maximize our DOAP. So this is to have our budget include absolutely everything that we could possibly have on there to hopefully get that money in return from IDOT. So their numbers look good, our numbers look good. Me and Rita have kind of had, we would love to budget the way budgets in my kind of brain work, where it's like, okay, this is the amount of money we have, this is how we're gonna spend it. We've kind of taken a different time this year, and so our allocation is a little higher to hopefully reach that DOAP maximum this year. If anyone has any questions.
Yes, Colin is here.
Yeah. So the main increases that we saw from last fiscal year to this budget is a 30% increase in our total wages, and we are increasing our service hours and miles. So that's just a reflection of more service, more wages. And we're hopefully going to be adding 3 additional full-time operator positions. That's a part of that we're hoping funding. So we also saw an increase in our vehicle repairs. This is the 27% in our maintenance from this last year. So,
oh, is she here?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Come on in.
Perfect. I got it warmed for you. No. That's not my chair. It's your chair.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good
greetings.
Good morning.
There are a couple donuts left.
Okay. You just reached the Downstate Operating Assistance Program. The most thrilling part.
The acronym's a little weird, though.
Oh, yeah. It's like the fun joke. But it's so easy to say, and I'm like, I'll just say it. Like, I'm like, oh, you're the dope funding. And I'm like, oh. You don't know what that means.
We're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah.
One more.
You know, that's why it's important for some of that opioid money to go to C-Cart.
Speak of the devil, this is...
Okay. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. It's right
no,
on
that's
the
what I said,
there.
Yeah.
I guess if I would have read, but
my brains were impeccable.
You were right on,
no, I was
right
like,
on
our brains were all honing in on each other here.
And yeah, we've been working on it since our last conversation.
Since our last meeting here,
yeah.
We have been working on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll have it. Yeah.
Sorry. No, you're good. Okay. It's my fault. I'm working all over the place. Right. I'm fidgety.
Okay. Sounds good. That's a good idea. We're right here on the first agenda item for the C-Cart stuff. So we passed the approvals in the agenda and that kind of thing.
She's waiting on general.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Ready? You're going back.
Ready to roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, this is part of the kind of dream budget stuff that we were putting in. So possible service opportunities. This is what funding we can use for match. This is what we can use to get the full 65% funding from the state. So the main one we've been working on is the Champaign County Opioid Settlement Task Force. So we have had some conversations with the Champaign County Drug Court Judge. They've sent some information to us about the individuals who are needing transportation. We're kind of in a standstill of trying to understand where they're going, who all is needing the transportation, and how often that's gonna be. So we're still in the planning kind of stages of that, but knock on wood, hopefully we can see something happen soon with that, because this budget goes into effect June.
July 1st.
Ideally, we would have loved to have, you know, known what kind of funding we can get and have this service start on July 1st. Right now, we're not too sure if that's what we'll be able to do on the timeline we have, but we'll see. And then the other service contract opportunity we have is with the... is the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign engineering students transportation to the Illinois Center for transportation in Rantoul. So this is very early. The engineering professor reached out to one of our admin about this opportunity, and so it's still pretty fresh. I think they just sent like kind of an idea of what they're wanting. So stay tuned. And then the main thing that I'm personally would love to see CCAR do this year is expand to service Medicaid-sponsored trips. And we saw one of the local transportation for Medicaid closed recently, and so we've been trying our darndest to try and get this need filled, as well as in the past, Medicaid has had a large administrative burden on the transportation administrative, but now they've kind of eased up that system because we have online and digital things that we're able to now track it a little simpler, as well as I believe we get like for each fare like $20 now in comparison to it used to be like seven or lower than that even. And so this is really something that I believe CCARTS needs to continue on the service that we currently have. So yes, if you guys have any questions for me about grants and everything, feel free.
I'm wondering, and this is a really ignorant question, it shouldn't be so, because I've sat through your presentations for a couple years now. when you look at local matches, like,
she's good.
Do Champaign and Urbana put any, no, nothing?
No. The only, well.
Keep in mind, the service is only for the rural area.
Yeah.
It's not for the urban area. The service for the urban area is CUMPD.
Yeah.
Then this one is for the rural area.
What about the local healthcare systems?
We have
the three not for profit.
That has been really good.
We have been trying to work with them.
Well, two not for profit, one.
Just for you to know, since the service have been in place, not even Champaign County, have put any. The first time that we were able to get something as local match was us working with Rangoon to get that contract in place. Since then, we have been pursuing working with other entities. The main problem that we have, and we have talked to Carl about it, because we know that they have significant problems with patients that are discharged, they don't have any transportation. The main problem that we have is that these agencies, these entities want service exclusively for them, and that's something that under the FDA rules we cannot provide. Then they will have to coordinate with us when they need someone to be picked up, and then we'll work with them on that, but we need to have that information in advance to plan the trips and all that. And most of the agencies that have contacted us, they want us to have kind of a private service for them. And because the buses and the funding both are coming from FDA and IDOT, we have to follow the federal regulations.
It's almost like their hospital social workers could work on that with you.
That's the way that we are going forward with the opioid service, working with the social workers, working with the patients to try to schedule the appointments
in their
way.
And like, last question, I promise.
You're good.
In an ideal world, what would be like your dream local match?
Able to match exactly 1.1. The amount to draw down the $1.125 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
And right now, even with these dream ideas that we have, we'll be able to get to $980,000 if we are able to get the Medicaid working, the opioid service, and the University of Illinois service to ICP in place. We'll be able to get that amount that we are leaving on the table.
So last year our annual allocation was more like 700,000 something. So we that's the additional service contracts that we're hoping for. It's about 200,000.
Thank you for answering my questions patiently.
Do you need any type of driver certification to drive the CCAR?
You just have like MTD kind of training, but you do not need a CDL.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is because it's only a 14 passenger vehicle. For a CDL, it's for the larger.
So I'm just thinking hypothetically, So, because we're talking about the, I just joined the opioid task.
Oh, awesome.
So, we were talking about getting that ride through the rural area. So, I'm just thinking, you know, like, anybody could drive one of those carts, but you're saying that you couldn't put an employee to drive those carts to pick up those patients that would need services through I think like they counseling
have to,
and
yeah. What kind of like employee are you saying, like an MTD or?
No, I'm saying like a counselor. What if a counselor drove one of those C-carts?
They need to be an employee of the system to be able to drive just for through like insurance and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And to be able to get paid to the grant.
Yeah.
There are a lot of requirements. Not anyone can.
Not just anyone. Okay.
Yeah, but if you know someone interested, please apply. I think we pay like 17, like 32 now. Yeah. Like pretty good. Yeah.
Are you all staffed up? I know that's been an issue.
I believe so. I think we have like an opening for like one or two positions. But yeah, I know somebody just returned from leave, like medical leave. So that was something.
But if we are expanding the service.
Yeah.
With those contracts, then we allocated funding for three more operators. Mm-hmm. And that's the increase of funds that we implemented.
Can I go back to the engineering situation there?
Sure.
The UI?
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
The engineering
situation? Yeah. Do you think my computer died?
Is that over by that autonomous track? Is that where they're at?
The ICT is the center that the university has in Rancho.
Right.
But when you get there,
yeah, because that's coming along really quick. So I think it's that same area.
Yes.
It's going to that facility over there where they are planning to build the autonomous vehicle track.
Yes.
And
that.
And the civil engineering department approached us about the possibility of providing transportation services for students to go back and forth, but again. They want a charter service doing that.
Right.
We can't do that. Then we are trying to work that out with them to see if within the service that we have between Rancho and Champaign-Urbana, we can do the streets.
Yeah.
And hopefully they will be fine with that.
Yeah.
But we have to increase the number of vehicles because our understanding is that there are about 40 students.
Yeah, I was going to say there's actually quite a bit, more than people realize.
Yes. Yeah. Our buses have 14 passenger buses. Mm.
Yeah.
But
okay.
And we don't have access to more vehicles at this time.
I just kind of thought that was that part of that same program in my brain. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
My computer did die, but anyone have any further questions for us? Awesome. Yeah.
We need approval of the resolution for the federal funding and
special warranty.
Ordinance and a special warranty for documents that we need to submit to IDOT.
So moved.
Second.
I make a motion that we take A, B, C, and D, the whole thing together, and approve.
Second.
You want me to finish?
Finish.
Oh, sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Lauren, did you want to do the rest?
Yep. All right. So, got a few items here. Item number 10 is a petition requesting a resolution approving appropriations from the County Bridge Fund for Brown Township. You can see the map there. There's a township bridge up on 3400 North, pretty big one over the Sangamon River. Deck is currently in bad state of repair, and they're petitioning the county with help to replace the deck. Cost is estimated right now at around $600,000, and the work would probably be done in 2025 or 2026, depending on how the money flows. So I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
So moved. Sexton?
Second, Michaels.
We moved in second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Then items 11 and 12, look at your new agenda. There was some flip-flopping of stuff on those, but the resolutions are right. It's just the agenda was flip-flopped. So we have a resolution appropriating $400,000 from the County Bridge Fund for a bridge down on County Road 16, which is just to the east of Pisotum. We've done some work on this bridge before. The back wall was failing, and we had our maintenance guys shore it up and do some good work down there, but the deck is having troubles. And this is kind of a repetitive thing you'll see probably for the next few years, that we have a number of bridges where the decks are coming apart because of the age of them. We've talked about that before, what's going on. And so it's just a single span bridge. We estimate the cost to replace that deck at $400,000 on County Road 16. And I would ask for your approval of that resolution appropriating those funds.
So moved.
Second, Straub.
Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
And not to sound like a brokered record, but we do have another bridge up by Foosland.
Yep.
This is a much bigger bridge. It's a three span on County Road 8. The substructure is not perfect, but we think we'll be able to restore it to good shape and be able to use the substructure, the piers and abutment caps. But the estimated cost, again, to replace the deck on that bridge is in the neighborhood of $750,000. Mm-hmm. You see it on the map there. It's just outside of Foosland on County Road 8. Mm-hmm. And I would ask for your approval of that resolution appropriating those funds.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Sexton.
Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, the next item is a resolution authorizing the county executive to sign an intergovernmental agreement with the Village of Savoy for project funding on Curtis Road. We've attached the intergovernmental agreement that was drafted by the Village of Savoy and approved by the state's attorney's office, so it has gone through legal approval. Mm-hmm. I've also attached the old Curtis Road joint agreement from 2001. This project has been ongoing since I got here.
Yeah.
We rebuilt Curtis Road from Staley over to Duncan with help from the state and put in the overpass on I-57 and then continued on into basically the village limits of the Village of Savoy over three or four years. The county was a big participant mm-hmm. of that. We helped engineer the job. I bought all the right-of-way on behalf of all the entities, and we were a large financial contributor, as you can see by the old intergovernmental mm-hmm. agreement that the county signed back in 2001. We were on the hook, if you will, for a substantial amount of money on this mm-hmm. project. And those of you, and I think Diane and Lorraine mm-hmm. might be the only ones that were on the board back when this all kind of hit the fan
mm-hmm.
and we figured out that we didn't have enough motor fuel tax mm-hmm. money to mm-hmm. pay for all these projects that we've committed to. But now we come full circle back to 2024. The Village of Savoy has secured a RAISE grant, which is part of the IIJA that they were talking about with C-Carts. They secured a huge grant through that. We have the Illinois Commerce Commission money through the Great Crop Protection Fund. And so they're doing the project. It's funded. You can see in the intergovernmental agreement that the county construction funding that as part of this agreement with the Village of Savoy is $862,500, which is substantially less than the original agreement that the county signed on to back in 2001. And that's thanks to the good work that the village did, even though costs are obviously tons higher than they were back in 2001. They've secured a lot of federal money and a lot of grants in order to be able to do this project. So The intergovernmental agreement does say that the county's share will not increase, so we always like to see that. And the village will be the lead agency. It will be their project. The roadway will be theirs when it's done. The county has no, you know, no future obligation to this project. The construction is scheduled to be out in 2028 if everything goes perfectly, 2026 to 2028. Typically, with these federal aid projects of this magnitude, the billing from the Illinois Department of Transportation back to the local entities usually takes a substantial amount of time after even the project is complete. So, you know, we could be looking at a 2030 payment here. It's hard to predict that into the future, but this intergovernmental agreement is basically obligating us to an $862,500 local funding. Roland White is here. He's the village engineer for the Village of Savoy to answer any questions that you might have about the project. He's the one with his staff that drafted the intergovernmental agreement and secured all the funding on behalf of the project. So we can open it up for discussion or however you want to do this, Madam Chair.
Let's open it up for discussion.
So this is going to go from north of Windsor Road to south of Church Street?
Well, that's the railroad track relocation.
That's the railroad track relocation.
So in order, it's basically going to look like Windsor Road, right, Roland, when we're done?
Correct.
Pretty much. But in order for the track to come up high enough where the road can get under it, they have to go all the way down to Church Street and all the way up to Windsor, because when you build a railroad track, there can only be so much grade on the railroad. Yep. So it's going to get moved to the east a bit.
East about 60 feet and then up about 15 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
did you say 16 or 60?
60.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I assume the track will remain open while we're building, while you're building the other track, so there won't be any downtime for the track, in
like
theory.
Like one of those surgeries where you have to keep the patient alive.
Right? it is an Amtrak line. It's obviously, they can't shut it down, but it's a huge project for safety purposes. I mean, right now, if they have a fire on the east side of the tracks and there's a train across the tracks, there's no ability for the safety vehicles to get across the tracks. And this is, as you can see, this is a 30-year long, kind of trying to get to this project, and they've done a great job of finally securing the funding.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this, and yes, I remember all the mess with all of this quite a little bit there. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't this the area that within the last 3 to 4 years, wasn't there a assisted living or nursing home built in that area? Isn't that the road?
There's two.
Because it's on the other side of the tracks.
Facilities on the corridor.
Right.
One is east and one is west.
Yeah,
east
and those are south, fairly new.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another reason why this is really important, not just for that, but for everybody in general, you've got a bigger population over there now, and I would imagine that would further expand.
We also have Winfield Village, which is cooperative housing.
Yes.
So we'll have new 10-foot paths and much improved pedestrian and bicycle access over Route 45.
Great.
So they can get over there to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And those things.
That'll help. Well, and thanks for finding the funds, because that's the biggie. Appreciate
absolutely.
It.
You can hit up the Goodwill.
Mm-hmm. Right? While it's available.
Well, it's definitely looked different throughout the years out that way. It looks good, so
yeah.
I'm excited too. We go to Skateland a lot. So
sure.
We're often in that area, so the roads have definitely improved throughout these years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's nothing on the books to go from First Street over to Route 130. It's still going to be a seal coat, kind of quasi two lane.
Can't get rid of that, can you?
Well, it's the townships, thank God, but it's we've done a corridor study on it, and they have a recommended cross section, but the funding for that has just not become available to this time. So, but yeah, this would be a great project for the community. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Mm-hmm. All right, no questions anymore, Madam Chair.
Okay, did we get a motion?
No, ma'am. I'll make a motion.
The motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
One more thing under other business. I passed out this certificate of authority by vote. Since the time I've been here, for longer than I can remember, it feels like almost 20 years, we procured salt through the state of Illinois. It was a simple process. They send us a form, or we go online, we tell them how much salt we want. They bid it on our behalf. Once the salt is done, then we're one of 1,000 entities. I'm making up a number, but it's got to be somewhere around that number. All the townships, the counties, the villages, the cities across the state all use this procurement process to get salt for their wintertime operations, including the Village of Savoy. Now, for whatever reason, and nobody has explained it to us yet, yesterday we got an email, and I'm sure Roland got this email as well, that said, in order to procure salt this year, you have to have this certificate of authority by vote, and you have to have it into us by April the 7th. And they sent this on March 7th.
Jeepers.
So that gives us 30 days or a month to get this through. So we talked to the folks in the administrative office. They said we couldn't put it on the Highway Committee agenda because it was too quick. But if they stick to their guns on this, which we're trying to work through the Illinois Department of Transportation to see if we can somehow not make this a requirement, but if they do stick to their guns on this, this will be on the county board agenda for vote. It won't be on a consent agenda. It will be on for a vote. But this is a very simple form that basically gives the county engineer the authority to procure salt through the state of Illinois on behalf of Champaign County. And we would do a resolution that says that the county clerk has the authority to sign the agreement on behalf of the county and submit it to the state of Illinois. So just a heads up, we're going to put it together. If it somehow miraculously they decide that we don't have to do this, it won't have to go through the county board, but it's likely that this will be on the county board agenda.
Thank you
for March 21st. So.
Do the township have to do the certificate?
Yes, everybody does. Every local governmental agency. And townships, there's no way they're going to have the time to do that. Huh. Although the township road commissioner is kind of an authority of itself. So I don't know if the township board of trustees can necessarily pass a resolution saying that they give the highway commissioner the authority, because they already have that authority.
It's amazing what they can do.
Right.
I'll just say that.
So they can
in
have
time of need.
Yes. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of what was going on there. We're in good shape, by the way. If you look in our salt dome, we got plenty of salt.
Yeah.
But it's always good to order a little, so that if we have a really bad winter, we make sure we have plenty in order to take care of our roads. So
I'd rather have it sitting there as needed, and that dome be empty.
Yeah, and you never know what the next year is going to bring as far as prices, availability. Yeah. So if we can go into the next year with a full dome, that's our best situation.
And we used to hold for Urbana.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that.
I can remember that dome being very, very low at times.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't make you feel very warm inside when the snow's coming and the salt supply is low. So that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay. Any other business? Let's see. One more thing. You know, the state's attorney is getting a choke. I suggested that she contact you and see it too.
Well, Rhett contacted me. Didn't you contact me about that? The state's attorney's vehicle that they were trying to get or something?
Oh, yeah. I just get some questions from you and stuff like that.
Yeah. So,
are they able to be?
Well, the state bid for vehicles is not what it used to be. We've had a order in for many months, as C-Carts is talking about their buses. It's the same thing on the state bid for vehicles right now. They'll take the order for them, but they're not going to guarantee you if or when you're ever going to get a vehicle. So it's very difficult to purchase through the state procurement process on vehicles right now. Wow. As a matter of fact, when we needed a new vehicle, we went out and purchased a gently used vehicle because we couldn't find a new vehicle at the time. So
they could have had one hot dog purchased lower at the rate that they purchased it at.
Right.
You know, I just thought for the work that they're doing that it didn't need to cost $33,000, but that's just me. I live on a budget.
Okay, is there any other business?
We just need to designate the items to be placed on the consent agenda. So those would be
9,
10, 11, 12, and 13.
This is certified authority is not going on the consent agenda.
What's that? No, that will be on the agenda as a standalone item for the county board if needed.
I apologize, I'm going to be gone the next 2 weeks for work.
Thank you.